mic check?
How important was the start again tonight?
You know what? Obviously, it was very important, and I didn't really think we played our best hockey in the first. Holtz kept us in there. You know, we actually got a couple timely goals, which made it a better period than it actually was.
Is that important to, even when they come out hitting and very physical, to be opportunistic and take advantage of that?
I mean, it was good. You know what? They didn't really do that much more. It's just we didn't execute as good as we should have. And, you know, we spent more time in our own end because of that, and it looked a little sloppy. But obviously those goals are big goals, and great play by Ribs on Brooksy's first one and got us into the game, and then the two-on-one. And then, you know, we got through the first period, and then we could regroup a little bit. And after that, I thought we played a good second period.
Important to keep the foot on the gas a little bit?
Yeah, we talked about it. It's hard when you get a lead, but I thought the second period we played really well, really well, good hockey, got some goals, and gave ourselves a little cushion.
The question of Winnipeg last night, Coach Noel said that Winnipeg came out really flat and put a lot of the blame on themselves. Is it just a good coincidence that the Capitals came out hard and met a team that seemed to come out flat both games?
You know what? I thought tonight we were a little bit flatter in the first period. I really did. I thought last night we played good hockey. And maybe, you know, from their perspective, it felt like they were flat. Maybe we caused it a little bit. But for us tonight, you know, we weren't great in the first. And we got some goals, which made it a little, you know, a little bit easier. We got through the first period, and I thought the second period we played good hockey and started to improve.
Adam, the second goal, maybe a little bit of puck luck in front of your net there.
Yeah, exactly.
But you created offense from that, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what I mean. Our first period wasn't great. We got a couple bounces that we, you know, didn't necessarily deserve. A couple stabs on the puck there. We got a two-on-one, and then, you know, obviously Troy gave it to Ribs, and, you know, great play for the goal.
We talked about the four lines last night and again this morning, and that third goal is probably the key one in the game, because the next goal is going to be huge at that point in the game, and Ward makes a good play to get in there first and get that puck behind the net.
Yeah, you know, we went just back to our rules. You know, we broke out, we chipped it in, went, you know, Wardle makes a good play, had some speed, got a little territory and made a great pass, and Biggs buried it.
Do you feel like at this point this team showing what it's capable of, these two games and even the game in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you know what, as I said, I thought Pittsburgh was our best game all year. I mean, I still feel that way, and it was nice to get rewarded here for a couple nights. You know, if we won in Pittsburgh, it would have been a great trip so far. But yeah, you know, I'm sure the guys feel that and are probably saying that, like, yeah, we're playing better hockey, and it's the way we're supposed to play. Power play's playing solid. Penalty killing's improved. I mean, doing a lot of good things.
What are the challenges in continuing that when you go to New York to finish off this trip?
You know what, we got a day of travel tomorrow, and then after that, we got to practice in the morning, focus, and just get ready for the Rangers. And we've played them a lot. We know what they do and what they bring, and we have to be ready for another tough environment in Madison Square Garden.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, King.